Thank you, Dr. Anderson, for that excellent presentation. I have two questions. When you talked about the mutation, the degeneration of 1% per generation.
But it was 1% in fitness, not 1% mutation. And I hope I didn't confuse on it. It's 1% fitness per generation.
1% fitness per generation, okay. Degeneration linear or exponential?
Well, as you saw in the figure, it was actually exponential because you saw it accelerated. That's why, as several writers have pointed out, a population can actually be apparently fairly healthy.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson, for that excellent presentation. I have two questions. When you talked about the mutation, the degeneration of 1% per generation.
But it was 1% in fitness, not 1% mutation. And I hope I didn't confuse on it. It's 1% fitness per generation.
1% fitness per generation, okay. Degeneration linear or exponential?
Well, as you saw in the figure, it was actually exponential because you saw it accelerated. That's why, as several writers have pointed out, a population can actually be apparently fairly healthy for quite a few generations, and then suddenly the overall final effects of the generation can really catch up with the population, and it can drive very quickly into extinction. So as you saw on that figure, it was actually exponential in its rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The second
static.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oops, sorry.
When it was mentioned, the CCR5 protein, you mentioned that it has a protective character when it binds to the cell surface in order to prevent HIV infections?
No, the CCR5 is the protein, actually it's more of a peptide, but it's the protein on the surface of the T helper cell of which the HIV will attach. See, if you understand the way viruses work, they'll find essentially attaching sites that they'll chemically attach to that then allows them to inject in or insert themselves into the cell, and so that attachment is the prerequisite or the first step of cell infection. Yeah. So the way the mutation is beneficial